Blog Talk Radio.
Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Before we bring Brother Jones onto the air, I will open the line for prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number 1 on your phone. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on this call, as well as those that are not, that God will bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. This is a crucial moment as we all deal and battle with the coronavirus pandemic. And so we know that there are individuals out there who are suffering, some that have experienced loss. Please keep them all in your prayers and that they will seek the shelter of God during this emotional and hurtful time. Thank you. We have no prayer requests at this moment, so as promised, the next voice you will hear is that of Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones, you are on the air, and immediately following his words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in. We're trusting and praying that all that are on the call are continue to be safe during this pandemic. And if you have been infected and the Lord has brought you through that period of trying time, you need to pause and thank Him for allowing you to recover and to be restored to a reasonable portion of health and strength. We're in Matthew chapter 5. We're looking at verse number 37, and we're going to conclude this section on today. The ideal oath is found in verse 37. If men were righteous and holy, there would be no need for oaths to be taken. The reason why oaths are given is because man knows that man is deceptive, sinful, and capable, and have the propensity to lie and to cover up what they do not want to be disclosed. But Jesus says, here's the ideal oath. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. If a person would be honest and truthful, he would have no need to lie and to deceive, cover up their wrongdoing. Jesus said, let your communication be nay, yea, yea, and nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh evil. There is only one ideal oath and guarantee for man, and that is his word. There was a time in the past, and it is somewhat possible, that your word was your word. A handshake would confirm that you were honest and truthful, and whatever you would have agreed to, you would perform, unless otherwise, there was something beyond your control that would prevent you from honoring your word or keeping your word. And in the aftermath, you would make contact with the individual, let them know what has taken place, that you were not able to keep your word. That was the day when honesty was of great value. His word should arise from his character. It should be the only oath and guarantee he needs. He should not say more than this. Yes, I will. No, I will not. In other words, his life should be so honest and straight that no one would ever question his word. Have you ever known an individual that you could depend on, really depend on, come hell or high water, that they would perform that which they have promised, and if something came up beyond their control, they would keep you informed as to what has happened and what they intended to do to keep their word? His life should be so honest and that no one would question him. When he speaks, everyone should know that it will be done. The reason is simply stated. Swearing has its source in evil. Matthew 5:37. Something that is often overlooked in this fact. Swearing and cursing do not make a matter more believable. They really make a matter more suspicious. Have you ever talked to an individual and you know that they were not being truthful and they would swear on their mama, they swear on heaven, they swear on the earth, they'll swear on their children, on everything they love, and still will be lying? A person swears something because his character or the matter is questionable. What an indictment of the sinfulness of man. Yes, yet swearing and cursing are the acceptable habits of men today. Listen to Jesus. Now, he's talking to kingdom children, children that are members of his kingdom, his body, the church. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Again, Matthew 5, verse 37, Jesus so poignantly stated, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. The Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 4, verse number 6, simply stated, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. In other words, be truthful. Let your word be your bond. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 13, again the Apostle Paul, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Then he talked to this young man, Titus, on the island of Crete, in Titus chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. Now, what kind of speech is that? That's speech that is truthful, honest, integrity, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. In other words, you cannot be condemned because your words are yea, yea, nay, nay. For one reason, men know the deceitfulness of the human heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. All men are liars, or have the propensity to lie. Listen to the sweet psalmist Israel in Psalm 116 and verse number 11. I said in my haste, he said it in haste, all men are liars. Just think about how often a person leads others on in order to get what he or she wants. And finally, as we close, oaths would not be necessary in a perfect world. Everyone would be perfectly honest and righteous. A man's life would speak loudly and clearly. Whatever a man said would be absolutely dependable. Therefore, beloved, believers should work to change the world by changing the hearts of men. As my good friend John Davis Marshall would say, indeed it is true. A great fear of God makes a better you. Let us pray. Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we come and thank you for another day that you blessed us with. We thank you, Father, for those that are on the call who often make prayer requests. By mere fact that they are still able to ask for prayer requests, that you've been gracious and kind to them because they're still in the land of the dying. Situations may not have changed as they would so desire, but because they're still able to ask, you've given them the patience to endure and brought them thus far. Help them to pause and thank you for that. While we pray for our nation and the world during this pandemic, during the political upheaval, we know that you're in control and that's what we're trusting in. For we know that you rule in the kingdom of men. Be with the church, your body. May we ever be the light in this dark world, that men may see our good works and glorify thee, Father, which art in heaven. Bless all the motorists that are traveling. May they each respect each other's traveling space, that they may have a safe destination and a safe return home. And this will be enough. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.